Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
It's going to take effort to get to where what God says that He supplies your need according to His riches and glory is more real to you than what the recession is saying about all of the hardship and things like this. You know, in Colorado Springs, there are, I don't even know, but 150 or something parachurch ministries. And when this recession hit October 2008 and they started talking about it, did you know we have access to some of these parachurch ministries? And there were many of them that started planning for a 15, 20, 25% decrease in their income. They started cutting out programs. I read about some of the missions group that cut out their missions and cut back on reaching people with the gospel. They were anticipating a decrease in their income. And guess what? It happened. With us, it's been just the opposite. We had, I think, a 24, 25% growth during the recession. We went up while other people went down. We have started, we expanded. We now have this building program going and we're doing things. And you know what? People say, you can't do that. Well, don't wake me up. This is how we're living. Because you know what? I have labored to rest in the Lord. Man, I have spent a lot of time getting in the Word and praying. And God has proven to me and shown me that it doesn't matter what this world's economy does, I'm blessed. And God is going to supply my need according to His riches in glory. And because of it, our ministry income went up. Jamie and my personal investments went up 61% when the market went down 50%. Amen. And people say, man, who's your investor? You're missing it. It is not the person. It's God's blessing. That's like the Israelites. They took one day out of seven off and they had more food than the people that worked seven out of seven. And they said, boy, your ground must be better. No, it's not the ground. It's the blessing of God. It was the covenant of God. They were by faith resting in the Lord. That's like when people start giving and they give 10%. People in the natural would think you can't prosper. You aren't going to have as much money. Here's your goal over there of obtaining this type of house and all of these things. And when you give 10% away, you're moving away from that goal instead of towards it. This doesn't make sense to the natural man. But if you do it with the right attitude, you're saying, Father, you're my source.
That's right.
And I trust you. And I believe that I am going to prosper more with 90% than if I do it with 100%. Because you will bless my 90% and you will protect me. And I don't know how it works. It defies logic. But you know what? Jamie and I have given and given and given, and we are blessed, blessed, blessed. We've got more than if we would have kept everything.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
That's good. That's good.
You know, I don't even remember the statistics, but Jamie and I last year gave away more than half of our income. I think it was 70 or something percent. You know, and I don't even know. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works, but it works. If you could explain it, then it wouldn't be God. God just blesses us. Our house is paid for. Our cars are paid for. Everything we have is paid for. We owe no man anything, and we give and give and give. We've given away 7 or 8 million tapes, books, CDs, and we are blessed, blessed, blessed. And people think, you can't do that. How does this work? We are resting in God, and God has supernaturally blessed us. I would challenge any of you to try it. I'd challenge any of you to start believing God. It works, brothers and sisters. Man, we have seen great miracles happen in healings. Seen our own son raised from the dead because we've rested in God. And sometimes I'll sign my letters and I'll say, in Jesus, and then I'll put in parentheses, and I'm not coming out. Praise God. You know what? I'm in Jesus. I'm resting in Him. I'm trusting in what He's done. Praise God. I'm not coming out. Brothers and sisters, it is so simple. God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He's already placed on the inside of us the same power that raised Christ from the dead. And the only reason we aren't experiencing all of the abundance that that should produce is because we aren't resting in Him. We aren't staying put. We get out and feel like I've got to do something to make God move. I've got to force this issue. And we get into our own self and start trusting in ourselves instead of trusting in God. It's as simple as what I'm talking about, but one of the hardest things you will ever do is to rest. And just get to a place to where, man, I don't care what anybody says. This is what God has provided and I'm not moving. The doctors and the lawyers will get on your case. Your friends will get on your case. And all the well-meaning people and think you're crazy. You've lost your mind. And it'll take effort for you to rest. I remember a woman who was a young lady and she had just gotten married. She wanted 12 children. She told everybody she wanted 12 kids. And her husband were ministers and they were traveling. And while they were out on the road traveling around, we heard that she got pregnant. So everybody was excited about her having her first child. She got home and went to the doctor and found out it wasn't a pregnancy. It was a tubular pregnancy. And they said that she would probably die. The chances of her dying were greater than 50%. And what they wanted to do was do an operation, take out all of her female parts. And even if they did that, she only had a 50-50 chance of living. And so this woman was just devastated by this. Not only was she fighting for her life, but the hopes of having any children were all gone. So anyway, I was at a Wednesday night service. I was telling a joke to somebody, and we were just laughing and cutting up. And this woman came up and tapped me on the shoulder. And I turned around and she said, "Andrew, did you hear what they said about me?" And she was crying. And I just told this joke and I was laughing. And I just turned to her and I said, "It's no problem." I said, "No big deal with God." And it's just like I slapped her. She stopped crying. She looked at me and she says, "What are you saying?" I said, "This is no big deal with God. It doesn't take any more power of God to heal you of this than it does a cold." I said, "It's no big deal." She says, "What should I do?" And I said, "Well, I can't tell you what to do. That depends on where you are." And she asked Jamie and me to come over. We went down, sat with her and her husband, and they showed us all this stuff. And we told them, says, "Look, you can let them cut out all of your female parts." But I said, "And if you live, you're never going to have children. That dream's gone." And she says, "Well, what option do I have?" And I said, "Why don't you just get healed?" And she says, "But they say I'll die." And I said, "Well, if that's what you believe, then you better go take their treatments and stuff and do what you can." But I said, "God can heal you of this." Anyway, God just opened up her heart. She decided to believe God and just trust God and not go back to the doctors, not get any surgery, not take any treatments, not do anything. And boy, the doctors exploded. And they came over and they yelled at her and told her this is committing suicide. And you know what? She had to labor to rest in the fact that, no, God has already healed me. And then they gave her, I think it was 20 or 30 pages of medical legal stuff that she had to sign so that they would not be liable when she died and had all of these problems. And man, it was just day after day and week after week of all of this unbelief that was thrown at her. And it took a lot of effort for her to just rest in the fact that God knew this was coming. God's already provided. I've already got it. And it was work to rest in the fact that she was healed. But you know, I don't even remember how many years ago that's been. It's been over 20 years. And I think she's had 4 or 5 kids, all natural childbirth at home because no doctor would deliver it after seeing her medical report. And you know what? It worked. But she had to rest, and she had to labor to rest. Most of us are more influenced by the world and what people have to say than what you realize. And there are some of you that even though you intellectually know that by His stripes you were healed, what the doctor says would just ring in your ears. You would have thoughts of I'm going to die. You would plan your funeral. You would remember everybody you've ever known that had that same problem and how they died, and you'd rehearse this in your mind. And it would keep most of you from resting in the fact that God's healed you. It takes effort to to do what I'm talking about. But it's as simple as what I'm talking about. God's already provided everything. What is it that you need today? God's already provided it. Will you just trust Him and believe and rest in that? Or are you going to sit there and feel like, no, I've got to do something. I've got to do something. I can't just sit here and wait on God. If that's the way you believe, then it's not going to work for you. You can void the grace of God. But God's grace has already provided everything. And this is what the seventh day Sabbath was all about. The fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. It's just describing a position that you can enter into where it's done. God's provided everything, and I'm not going to worry about it. God's anticipated anything that could ever come against me. His grace has already provided it just as surely as He provided every need that the human race would ever need. It was all provided. This earth can sustain whatever happens on this earth. God created it that way, anticipated anything that could ever happen. There's never anything that's going to happen that's going to surprise God. He anticipated. It was so complete, He just rested. There's nothing left to do.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And that's the way it is with your salvation. Nothing is catching Him by surprise. There's not any person here that has a need that shocks God. He's already built on the inside of you His grace that has already paid for whatever it is that you need. And all you got to do is just trust in it. And this gives you a lot of peace about the future too. You may not know what's coming, but God knows. And God's already dealt with it, and He's already given you the grace to deal with it. And you know what? You just don't have to worry about it, regardless of what happens. As your days are, so shall your strength be. Whatever comes against you, your strength will be there to meet it. And you can rest in that, and you can trust God. And you can just get to where you live a life this way, and you aren't uptight about stuff.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to become a part of what God is doing here in Colorado Springs. This is where we're training our Bible college students, and they are literally going around the world. I'm convinced that this is how God has ordained that we change the body of Christ, is through discipleship, and that's what we're doing. We're building a headquarters where we can have a campus with 3,000 students. And to do that, it just takes a lot of money. God has supplied us with a beautiful acreage in Woodland Park that we're calling the Sanctuary. And we're calling the people who help us accomplish this project and raise up a first-class Bible college campus, our foundation builders. I ask you to pray about it and then call and become a foundation builder today.